Blog Talk Radio.
Can't stop smoking all the weed I do.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, whine, whine. Mama, you already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back. But she ain't knowing I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Keep chicken black, never spray red. Smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like Rex Fusion. Want a body slam the bitch like Lex Luger. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she ain't won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
You just be mine. Yeah, I wanna time. Yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want. You just
ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
What's wrong with the car? All right, this is some real hood shit that's going down. I'm on the radio, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
You're on the radio,
bud. You know what I mean? That's Tommy Show at 12. What the fuck is that?
That's different. That's a brown one. That's
not a brown. What?
That's
some
different stuff.
I don't know if my fucking... Let me turn this off. I had to put this bitch on mute because, you know, can't be putting everything out on the radio. You know, that's for y'all silly motherfuckers before me making mixtapes and shit, putting all your business out on the mixtapes and all that crazy shit. You know, y'all be wilding on that shit. And then wonder why the motherfucking hip hop police come fucking with you and shit. Fucking the hip hop police. I got the hip hop police come fucking with you. But today, Freak the Fuck Out Friday, you know what I'm saying? Getting back on to the routine. We're going to be playing some music when I get back, you know what I'm saying, live on 34th. I'm out in the streets of Tampa right now because I had to ride out real quick. Handle some business for your highness. You know what I'm saying? So everybody tuning in, shout out to Heavy Lanes and Side 9. Everybody at Google Bone, I know y'all probably tuning in right now. And like, well, no, because if the Google Bone's tuning in, he'd be done turning the switch on and shit. He'd be like, hey, motherfucker, fuck is happening? So that's how I know he ain't around just yet. But this is how we do it, straight out of Tampa Bay, FLA, you know what I'm saying? That is South, straight out my mouth. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to make that shit sound good. And that's what we're doing, you know. It's Freak the Fuck Out Friday. Now, Freak the Fuck Out Friday normally is, you know, when we start this new season up, you know, because now I'm going to be paying for this shit. And because, you know, bitch ain't paying me, I got to pay for this shit. You know, we're going to really kick up the interviews, you know what I'm saying? We're going to kick up the indie artist interviews on Fridays for Feature Indie Artist Fridays. Every fucking Friday, you're going to have somebody new. We're going to have somebody new on the for featured in there on Friday. So, you know, make sure you look out for that and check that out. It's going to be something new. It's going to be on and popping. We're going to be doing the thing. We're going to be doing the thing. And we're going to have a good time, man. I'll be featuring a lot of artists. Got a lot of artists I done met, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Coolie on the Dawn, Legend, and Flyboy. Flyboy representing Team Fetty, Tom G, and all the boys. Speaking of that, well, first of all, but shouts out to y'all with the Sucker Duckle song, you know what I'm saying, in the remix with Do or Die on it, you know what I'm saying? It was already sounding good, but, you know, you always add that OG flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? You really want to make it a hit, you know what I'm saying? Make it a hit. So they got that Do or Die flavor on there, and it's doing it justice, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to them on that there. And, yeah, so... Other thing I was saying, though, with Team Fetty, you know what I'm saying, Tom G, going to be live at the Club Nouveau down in Tampa, Florida for the for his Christmas Eve party. He's throwing a big Christmas Eve party and at Club Nouveau. That's 1701 North Franklin Street in close to downtown Tampa, you know what I'm saying, down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying. So if y'all come through, y'all swing through, y'all ain't got nothing to do, check that out. Myself, I'm planning on, I want to go ahead and do it, because everybody know how I do it. You know, every time I throw a party, people, it's a 420 party. I don't give a fuck if it's a Thanksgiving party, happy Hanukkah, goddammit, fucking happy bar mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker is going to be a goddamn 420 party if I've got anything to do with that song, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I want to, you know, bring in the New Year's right, man. I want to throw my own New Year's party. And at the club, man, you know. So that's what I got in the workings. I'm gonna see a little kind of late to start doing that, but you know, people looking for somewhere to go anyway. So if you go offer them something fly, they'll fly by that motherfucker. And all you gotta do is just hit the street real hard and promote that shit, and bitches gonna be through. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. Truck ass cancer. I think you're sober right now, boy. You're sober. Oh, shit. I need to take a picture, nigga. Oh, man. Shout out to this dude named Kelsey, man. I work at a club, you know what I'm saying, down here in Tampa and shit, and called Coco's Lounge. I call it Broco's Lounge, but you know. Everybody will call it Coco. And I always got some cats that come through. And, you know, they just, I don't understand how you get stupid drunk. Not drunk. You get stupid drunk, you know what I'm saying, before you even get to the club. Like, what is the purpose of coming to the club if you already stupid drunk? Not drunk. I mean stupid drunk. Like, man, that don't even make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Why you that drunk? Tight drunk. You know? And that's how this dude that just helped hollered out. That's how he be. He comes to the club, and I mean, they only let him in the club, and he tells me, man, they won't let me. You fucking not drunk. I mean, he over the top drunk. Like, he that 2 steps forward, 10 steps back drunk. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take 10 steps back. You know what I'm saying? You step in the club and step out to the street and shit with that motherfucker fuck around. Hell, you know, went going into the club and he's so drunk, he in the street and shit, you know. And that's what we dealing with, man. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, though. He's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I speak and represent for everybody. I'm a hood nigga, you know what I'm saying? Except for these old faggot-ass niggas that be walking around the motherfucking hood with their old super sweet asses and these goddamn want to be dykes and shit. I don't know what the hell these motherfuckers got going on. Listen here, ladies. Because some of y'all, and I ain't going to say all y'all, but some of y'all ladies be looking all manly in the face and shit. You know, you need to accentuate your attributes. You know, and ain't no way you can tell me that old gay-ass nigga can come from being a dude and put some fucking women clothes on, put some accents on, and now, you know, he no longer looking like a dude to where you motherfuckers can't do the same and put some goddamn womanly clothes on to make yourself look more like a motherfucking woman. You know what I'm saying? Damn. What they do that at? You know, like as we say down here, what they do that at? You know? Shit crazy, man. Shit crazy. All right, but anyway, Shouts out to y'all getting back up here live up on the block, 34th Chelsea Street. And pulling on in. Oh, you get part of back started. The part of back started. You know what I mean? Oh, I got to hook this thing on back up. Get this thing on back crook so we can get it to some music. Out here live on the Blizzard, 34 on Chelsea Street, dropping it like it's his op. You know what I'm saying? That's what we busy. I thought you busy. That ain't how we really talk. I'm giving that type of commentary. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to WTMP. Providing temporary music in the background. WTMP got a party this weekend. It might be attending it. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Shouts out to Miss Candy Lowe. Candy Lowe Tea Time for sending me an invite. You know, I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's see if we can get this thing fired back up. Get this show back crunk. Right. Yeah. I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer interstate batteries 5 to 1. Oh, shit. Come on, switch. Don't go. Nah. All right, people. My damn computer ain't acting right. Head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate batteries. Outrageously dependable. Let's see. Come on, baby. Keep going in for daddy. All right, and this is another problem. People, I need a laptop for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to get smell so good and everything. Get me a fucking laptop. God damn it. This shit here is not fucking getting it. What the hell I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, hey, killer. I see you smiling and shit. All right, really? I don't want to look at the man. What I'm doing. Come on, man. Where the magic spot at? Now, give me the motherfucking magic spot. God damn it. Motherfucker, yeah. Damn, people trying to motherfucker. My damn laptop got a short in the damn computer cord. So it worked when it wanna work, you know what I'm saying? It's working when it fucking wants to work. And now it's at one of them times where it don't motherfucking wanna work. It wanna play the fool with it, nigga. Now I'm gonna have to go ahead and get all stupid with it. Because I wanna hit some music. Anyway, we're gonna listen to the sound of WTMP while I work on the computer. How about that? Old school fool. Told you to freak the fuck out Friday. Freaking the fuck out, people. We can make sure everybody logs in and keeps the show
right now.
This shit here ain't gonna fuck me. All right, people. Taking it up top. See if we can't get it. Come on, baby. Uh-oh. Here we got it, people. You get it? I don't know. A little bit more. A little bit more. Ah, come the hell on.
Happy holidays.
Bringing a new definition to freak the fuck out. Man, there it goes. Hang on the mistletoe. Hey, all right. Y'all check it out, check it out. On the first day of Christmas, Hood gave to me one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. Oh, it's my jingle, you know what I mean? Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all just squirrels in my world. You know? Squirrels in my world. All right, we're going to get this damn thing crunk in a minute, so.
No, it's not crunk yet.
Ring. Making. Went over there. I said, man, let me get motherfucking 1.5. This nigga gave me that shit talking about something. That's 10. Get your motherfucking. With his daughter? You have to give me a minute. I can look it up. Yeah. Sir Charles and his daughter, all right? Yeah, I mean, man, he's like, man, give me fire on. All right, so shit, other than that, goddamn it, shit. That shit ain't worth it. I don't give a fuck what kind of shit it is, you know what I mean? I pay for quantity, got, you know, not that, that, fuck that quality shit y'all be talking about. Got a long back end, people, and we gone. This ain't Matt Crump. Right. What's up, baby? Still on new. Days are happy, baby. Days are happy holiday. You know what I mean? Oh, everybody know how to do it. Yeah, I know. So, Mick. Oh, I don't know where he at. He might be up here today, ain't he? Oh, now cousin JJ and shit. Turn this on. I'm gonna look it up for you. This is Scoop Live in the Hood. Holding it down. I'm live on the radio, you know what I mean? I'm doing my little radio commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to go and make me a little run and go and get my mind right. This motherfucker here. I go across town. But he's got $10. I don't give a fuck what it's supposed to be. It better be the Chronic Clock alike, goddamn it. You fucking quit seeing it.
Yeah, what?
Man, it better be. Oh. Huh? Oh, you want half over half? I ain't got no problem to,
You as a man, now.
Goddamn Christmas. You celebrate Christmas? You know? Nigga, an outrageous. Oh, hey, man, nigga, an outrageous. That's a good. Nah, that's what he got. Hey, Pop, you selling that? You selling that? Shit, you know, who got that? That's Amp. But Amp with that bullshit. He with that bullshit. Yeah, I smoke good. I don't smoke half good. You know? And I came to on shit. Yeah, I can't. Hell no. Come on, people. Nah, my tent broke. Nah, the tent broke. I don't feel like fixing them bitch. I mean, mine doing the same thing y'all doing. Yeah, that lady, the same piece where it broke at. But my whole thing, mine came off at the top. The whole thing came off, so I had to replace the whole leg. I will, though, but the sun shit still be beaming on the nigga, you know what I mean? Hey, I do appreciate, you know what I'm saying? I do appreciate, you know? I do appreciate it. Damn, boy. I need to make y'all some K2 blunts, goddamn it, because, you know, y'all fucking up the real thing. You know what I'm saying? Need to make y'all some K2 blunts. Hey, get us some synthetic tobacco and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't gonna pretend. You might as well pretend all the way around, goddamn it. Fuck it. Yeah, this the blunt made a dominant nominally or whatever the fuck it's called. Oh, man. Hey, you heard a new song with Sir Charles and his daughter? Somebody came ask you for that? He just asked me. There's probably something new.
Sir Charles.
He might be Charlie Wilson. Nah, he's saying Sir Charles. That I'm thinking. That might be Charlie Wilson. With his daughter on it?
Yeah, it ain't Ron.
Yeah, no, it ain't Ron. You sure it's Sir Charles and not Charlie Wilson?
Who you said that was the album, man? You said Sir Charles was door. Yeah, he said it
was
door.
You said it was door,
right?
Oh,
he was him and a lady.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to figure out now. I know of, not that I heard. I mean, I don't know. This is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, people. Sorry, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hear me laugh in the grind, you know what I'm saying, all the time. Rain and shine. This is what's on my mind.
Getting it in. Getting it in.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm going to do real quick is, you know, because I know y'all tired hearing my motherfucking talk. Since I can't be, man. And I'm lying like a mother. I just got everything hooked back up. All right, have lanes and look. I gotta take one quick break there. You know, I gotta take one quick break and play a song. And I'll come right back at y'all. I'm live in the hood. Out here on the block.
Captain smells so good, it's time for the invasion.
The time for invasion. I called that. I was like, shit, I was riding through the hood. And I was like, you know, I can't play no music, but if y'all hear it starting, y'all know this is the party starting, because goddamn it, Rupert Bone is in the motherfucking building. That's how we
you
do
it. You got Heavenly Angel in the building, too.
It's here the whole time.
It ain't no Sir Charles coming up.
Well, you take up this spot. Not all of them are winning, but I
want to
thank you because we're raising.
Hold on, people. I'm out here on the block, man. I'm trying to deal with one of my homeboys real quick. I'm trying to assist him in finding a song. And this is not coming up with Sir Charles.
George. According to the University of Florida Sinkhole Research Institute, Florida
is live.
Heavenly Angel, I love you, baby.
Entire state.
I love you too.
In fact, entire subdivisions have been
constructed all nice and clean and shiny?
Who used to suspect cracking in
your home? What was that?
I'm out the shower there.
Try one more thing.
Yeah, I'm fresh out the shower right now. It took me so long.
That's a good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Time to get dirty, Miss Page.
For every homeowner.
Hey, I got myself on mute, y'all. Y'all can talk amongst yourselves, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, I'm going to play a couple songs, Kelly, if you don't mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
give me some Goofy
time.
Ball, baby.
Oh. Let me go.
We got
for real.
Throw me a bone, baby.
Ooh, here we go.
This is a 186.26 exclusive. Ordinary guy, but I give her what she wants and all that she needs.
I'm hitting it so hard, I think this girl's gonna bleed. Girl wants to go round two with the big bad bone. She's understanding now why I was on Jenny Jones. She's loving this gangster, cause down there I guess I'm so thick. She's sucking the bone, trying to reach the fucking popsicle stick. I'm bending her over, throwing it in like I'm rolling some dice. I'm trying to beat this girl's guts, but I wanna be nuts. I'm giving her the everlasting feeling, if you know what I mean. And you could have it any time of the day, just call me.
Girl, your body all over my body, and we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body,
my body.
Girl, we're talking body language.
Girl, your body all over my body,
and we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body,
my body.
It's Freak the Fuck Out Friday right here on the station, playing nothing but independent music. This is the Starship Smelly Prize. I'm not the host, but I'm filling in for now. The Hello, that song was for you, dog.
Thank you, baby.
Smelly, you live.
What the fuck's going on? I ain't live.
Yeah, you are.
We don't have to say a word, Goofy Bob, but we can scream, can't we?
I just muted my motherfucking self. I was lying.
God, now you're lying.
Yeah, I just muted myself. My bad. Right. Yeah, here we go. Freak the fuck out Friday up in there. Yeah, man. Hey, Goofy, did you listen to the show and hear my 12 Days of Christmas?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to get together the 186-point Deuce toy drive. That's happening in an hour.
Oh, all right, well, good luck on that. I mean, but I'm talking about my 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, nah, go ahead.
Well, I don't remember it, but I'm just saying. I should have brought my damn paper out here. I knew I should have brought it. Now I'm going to have to download it and re-listen and replay it for everybody. Because I already did it on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? If y'all missed Tuesday's time for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Y'all would have heard the live debut. Oh, the 12
I heard it. It was good.
It was good. I sung it at Karen Choke.
12 Days of Christmas. What the hood gave
to you? Tuesday night, and I choked on it, people. I fucking choked on it. I went to do it at karaoke, and I fucking choked on it because I was looking at the goddamn original words of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
I sung the song at karaoke.
Oh, no,
at Broco's Lounge. Broco's Lounge every Tuesday night. DJ Schmoo. Shout out DJ Schmoo. He do the 12 days of Christmas. He do the karaoke night. And, you know, I got up there and went to do my karaoke. You know what I'm saying? Told him to put the beat on. You know what I'm saying? And then he put this little song on. But, you know, when I started doing my song over the song, you know, it wasn't in tune with the song one time. And now it's one in tune. And, you know, but it's all good. Damn, my love.
Wow.
Hey, I got my
you back?
Oh, girl.
You back? Pop it in there. You can't grab your song real quick from the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, nah, because I'm busy doing something. What's up, Sandra? What's going over here lost back in the hood? What's that?
How you doing?
Feeling like a villain? Well, look at that. Ain't cute. Look at that.
Well, to those of y'all in the San Jose area,
we'll be live
on East Street. Doing the 186-point Deuce worldwide radio show toy drive. I won't be live on the air because I'll be too busy running the toy drive, but we're gonna have a good number of people out there. I already got a bunch of calls saying, hey, well, when are we going to do this? So it's going to be popping.
Very cool. She got green eyes.
All right, we're going to play a song.
Like brown or green. Who's he cute?
I got a story for you, Goofy Bone.
Oh, my bad.
What was that?
You can come play with it if you want to.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened? I came in the wrong conversation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm trying to contribute
to
the toy drive here.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, man, we.
Oh, my God.
So, kids, we're talking about kids here, not grown kids. You know what I'm saying?
Not
a toy store.
I thought I had all access. I thought I had all backstage access right now.
She gave a little too many. That we don't need those type of kitty gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, get it, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Hey, that's what's up. My homeboy tried to do a motherfucking so-called Toys for Tots drive with his old swindling and janky promoter ass. Ain't going supposed to have H-Town come down and perform, you know what I'm saying, for the fucking toy drive. Okay, he going to call me the day of. That's when they had called the show, actually. And he called into the show talking about something. Oh, well, H-Town had problems, Thomas, and they ain't going to be able to fly in for the toy drive. But they'll be able to fly in or later on tonight and perform. This motherfucker's so janky. He only had 25 people at the goddamn show. You see,
H-Town was there?
Hell no, they ain't show up. After they fired that one number 25 motherfuckers there, what the fuck they gonna show up for? I wouldn't have showed up. Hell no.
Well, I got a real doll for you, baby.
I want the Heavenly Angel doll so I could be always pleased.
You know what I'm
just
saying?
Pull the string on the back, baby.
I need the one with the wide.
I'll put my string in the front.
I need the wide mouth model. You know what I'm saying? I need the wide
There's
mouth model.
There's knobs in
the I got to play a song, people.
Operator, can you switch the mouthpieces out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That old face going on.
Hey, Smelly, I got to play this song. Ever since you sent it to me, I've been bumping it and having sex to it.
That's Dead Dollars Records, baby.
This is Dead Dollar Records.
Great.
And you know what this
is.
Here we go.
Damn right.
This is another Dead Dollar Records.
About the girl.
production. Three bucks.
That got pounded to that song last night. And shout out to everybody tuning into the Starship Smelly Prize. We live, bitches. Your captain is live on the streets. And I'm just taking over for a little bit. I got to go to a toy drive.
You got a who?
No, I got to go to a toy drive in an hour.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The first annual 186-point Deuce the Worldwide Radio Show toy drive.
Blogtalkradio.com. Who y'all raising the toys for?
We're doing it for some charity. It's called Make-A-Wish. I don't know if you guys have one.
Oh, the Make-A-Wish Foundation? Yeah, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've been banging some girl there for a couple of weeks, and she thought it'd be a great idea if I throw a toy drive. So I said, fuck it, let's do it. So she gave me all the bins, and
you've been letting
me
play with your toys. You know what I'm saying? I might as well.
Yeah.
You know.
I was up in her toy chest, so
yeah, no.
Might as well put out some community service for the children. So, you know, it's all a good thing. And, you know, they donated all the little bundles. We already have three bundles full. We have seven. So, I mean, they're going to get full. Ain't no thing. But, yeah, shout out to all the kids. You know, I'm doing this all for the kids, and I'm going to personally donate. I mean, I'm going to go there on Christmas Eve, and I'm going to give all the kids so they know who put this together. Because at first they're like, oh, just do the little drive. We'll take care of everything. I was like,
no. Yeah,
I want the kids to know who gave it to them. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to go there and hand out CDs, but I want their impression to know that, hey, isn't that the gangster Goofy Bone rapper? Years ago when I was in the little shelter or whatever I was in, he came and he donated toys. Man, I like that motherfucker. You know, I'm going to leave that impression on these little children. You know what I mean? It's like, shit. I was there. I was in the shelter many, many years ago, and fuck. That shit's a bitch when it comes Christmas time. You ain't got nothing. For
you know, the problem is, though, you know, like Jeezy, he did a little food drive for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rappers that play that gangster image, though, when it comes time to the real community shit that they do, the media don't give them that attention, though. They try to keep them in that gangster rap limelight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all they do is thug 365 and shit, and they don't give a fuck about nobody. You know what I'm saying? But then he out there, you know, regular clothes, and he, you know, feeding people and shit out of his own pocket. He spent the money for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give back. If you've been given, you're supposed to give back. And that's what any and everything.
Well, it's like I've been there, so I know what's up. And it's like now that I got, you know, I'm not balling like I used to, but fuck, now I got some, you know, some change. You know, I'm gonna at least do what I can to at least, you know, give these kids impression that, hey, being in a gang, you know, yeah, it's all bad, but shit, we're still humans, and we have to think like humans. So it's like, that's how I think about it.
Right. Biggest gang out there is your government, so y'all ain't shit.
Yep.
Biggest gang out there is the motherfucking government. Government got sub gangs. See, y'all ain't got sub gangs. See, the gang ain't even figured out how to make sub gangs out of they one big gang. See, goddamn government, they got all of these other little small gangs. The Senate, the House of Representatives, Congress. Hey, this, all these motherfuckers got little sub gangs. They got your governors, then they got the mayors. Okay, then the governors got their own gang. That's where you got your city councilmen. And the city councilmen got their own gang. They got the fucking police department and the motherfucking sheriff's department. So everybody got their own fucking gang. You know what I'm saying? You break it down. But the gangs. Y'all ain't got no fucking gangs, man. Y'all motherfuckers ain't even organized. You know, there ain't no gang out there organized with another gang until the Crips and Bloods came together. And that was the only organization that a gang ever seen when it comes to, you know, really being organized. Other than that, man, please. Goddamn, learn from the government.
But I tell you right now, though, you know,
you
want to
define yourself as a gang.
I've done my bad. I've done my bad in life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can only do better. That's all I can say. So it's like right now I'm at the point where I'm calmed down. So, you know, I'm going to take look back and say, hey, you know, at least let me do some good in my life, if you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, you know, I have no problem with this toy drive. And, you know, I'm proud of it because, you know, shit, this is all about the kids. It's not about Goofy Bone. I'm not going to go over there and make millions of dollars out the CD. No, I'm not going to hand out the CD to these little kids. Of course not. They're probably going to fucking sue my ass.
It's funny, man. I see the kids, you know, that when I did my little toy drive, I ain't do a toy drive. I did a Christmas early kids day for the kids, you know what I'm saying? And me and my homeboy, we kicked out $500, you know what I'm saying, on toys and all the little shit to give away, barbecue and all that shit, free food for the kids, got the little jumpers and all the kind of shit out. But
hey, what's up?
You're
on the switchboard?
Yeah, I'm on the switchboard.
Oh, okay, cool, because I got to get going to this drive.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm live. I appreciate everything,
okay.
All right? That's how
nah,
the
you know, way. Homeboy, I got your back,
man,
you know, but early I was in the shower, so it's like, fuck, I couldn't do it.
Damn, well, this
but,
is like, oh, wait.
You know, I got your back, homeboy.
Oh, man, well, you know, when you got that thing in there, oh, Lord, that thing tastes so
what?
Good. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Heavenly like, Angel, I love you, dawg.
About to put this good hydro
you,
in there, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Mom.
Hey, toy drive.
Hey, you got a light
you,
on?
Dog. And shout out to Marissa Justino.
Hey, them bills
she's
going
the
off.
Woman
oh,
that
oh.
Put this toy drive together.
Yeah. Today they $2 on Friday.
Oh. Okay. Well, I got to get out of here, people.
Hey. All right. Hey, thanks, Cooper, man. You know, I appreciate it, homie.
Ain't no problem.
Nah.
Much love, everybody.
Since he's getting up out of here, freak the fuck out Friday, we're going to go ahead and get into some more music. You know what I'm saying? And this is for all my homies out there. Sometimes you got to put your hater blockers on. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your hater blockers on. If you ain't got them, you put your sucker duckers on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this crazy leg from the beef and ass. If you want them official sucker duckers, go holler at Debbie and Glass Lee. What's up, Don Juan?
Them and dodging them, they groupies, get them out my face. I ain't with that stuff that they be, yo. the duckers, yeah, they flooded with them stones, got me shining. Suckers trying to get up in my zone, but they blinded by all of this light that I got on. See these diamonds?
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers.
I got my sucker duckers.
Roseanne is coming soon, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check that out. She's going to be shouting out over 1 million friends right now. Y'all.
Come on!
Yeah. Oh. All right, hold on. All right,
hello.
I gotta go help. I gotta help a friend out real quick or help somebody out. Pop me. Push start their car. All y'all people out there that drive sticks, you know what I'm saying? You should never be broke down because you can always get behind the wheel and push it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you at? Oh, there y'all go. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Live in the hood.
Live. What, the battery went dead?
No, actually, that's the battery yesterday.
Oh, you need
to
start it. Yeah, it'll jump off. What, right here? Nothing to do. You just got to push that into the room. No, I'm going to... No, you got it. Hit the... You got the brake on, dude. Yeah, matter of fact, just get in. I'm going to push it back. Just steer it back so it'll go into the road. No, well, matter of fact, just unloosen the steering wheel so you can turn it. Yeah, I'm helping the hood people. No,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, he just wants the steering wheel. He got damn fours. That's why too. No, just bring it out. We just want it in the road. No, you ain't gonna be able to crank it.
La, 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 la.
All right, check it out. All you got to do, when I put it in and leave it in neutral, when I give you a little push, stick it in the first, and then take your foot off like you drive, and it'll pop it. It's called popping the clutch. Put it in first.
Fact,
put it in first right now. Put it in first. You got your foot on the clutch, and then as soon as I give you a little push, just take your foot off the clutch and give it some gas. And you should hear boom when it'll. Let me do it.
Are you sure you're not in the bedroom somewhere?
I'm sure. Can I get to the doctor's office? I'm going to have to find
some.
Yeah,
just leave
your
car
running.
Hello?
You know?
Hey, give me a little push, huh?
Does she know how to drive that thing or what? Oh, baby. Start it up.
All right, here you go. All right, you need a little push.
Just a little push. Push you real good, baby.
One time.
Come on.
Nah, I ain't
jumping. Jump start that baby.
All right, let it go. Nah, it's something else than that. You sure it's just a starter?
Are you pushing hard enough?
Hey, this bitch ain't doing nothing. Huh?
He got a battery yesterday.
Because you know how to pop it, don't you?
Yeah. If you can't get it, just push it back and I'm
going to push it back some more. We need some more room. Hey, let's straighten it up.
More room to back it up, baby?
You got to back it up. You got to back this thing
back
on
it up,
people.
Baby. You know how to back it up.
You got to make sure you have enough room that you can
to push it real good.
You know what I mean? You got to have enough room to push and pop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back them over and push and pop that thing.
Good. Pop it, baby. That's right. Pop that hood.
You got your foot off? Take your foot off the brake, motherfucker.
That's put on the brake and shit.
Shit, so you don't want to get run over.
Go ahead. There you go. Huh? Y'all hear it? Y'all hear that motherfucker?
Hey, I hear it. Revving it up,
y'all,
baby.
Right. Yeah, we'll take certified when you get back, y'all. Certified. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, bring me four bags of chips and some drinks. Hey, and there you go, people pushing the car one on one out of pop a clutch, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have a big person behind you, one little skinny nigga to guide it, and one Cuban inside to steer it. And other than that shit ain't gonna work. Anything else, that shit ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. White person and a Mexican and a Guatemalan, that shit wouldn't work. That shit wouldn't work.
Especially a fat one.
That shit wouldn't work, you know what I mean? Appreciate that.
All righty
then. All right, people. All right.
You know, you was popping it, baby.
All right.
You was pushing and popping.
Yeah, to pop that thing real quick. Oh, yeah. I'm tired in a bit.
It's all
man.
About. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah, you're going to be the new, that'll be your segment. That's your new segment coming up next year. Your new segment on the show is Facebook Friend Shoutouts. And you compiling all the lists.
I love it.
You compiling all the lists.
Oh, my God. You need to have a
website. Out. And,
that's too much.
You spearheading. You want a website?
These are your listeners. These are your peeps, man.
Hey, well, a lot of them people don't.
Got over 400
just,
now.
If you're just trying to get the people that pop into the chat room now, that ain't always the listener.
Oh, I know
that's
that.
The motherfucker that pop in.
I know. This is all I can get, though, you know?
Yeah, because the original 20,000 listeners. Actually, you know what you need to do? If you go to my show page, each show actually has the pictures of the listeners for each show.
I know.
That show
where
do
you
day.
Think I've been getting them all?
Oh.
Not just here. Didn't you see that in the chat?
Oh.
I said I've been listening to the archives, too, to get the names.
Well, no, not you won't have to listen to the archive. I'm saying just go to each show and then look on
to
the friends list for the listeners of the show.
I know, but then there's other people that come up, too. It just shows the ones that were listening at the time it was live, and then it shows other listeners popping up. And it takes a while. It goes through. They don't all pop up at once. There'll be a few or a whole handful or more than you can handle, and you got to wait for it to come back around and get them all. Crazy. Yeah.
There you go.
Just so you people know, I'm just writing down all the listeners' names that are coming to Block Talk Radio to listen to your show.
Yeah, so y'all need something to
blow. So good show.
You know, we live. We know we live, you know, 360 degrees around, you know what I'm saying, around the world. You know what I'm saying? But we're trying to make it specific for all the listeners. What's good, Bo? Chilling like a villain. How you been doing? All right, what you need? All right. I do $2 piece over here, 5 or 10. Oh, you like slow down the regular speed? Good, right? I mean, because I got some other newer stuff in the slow down, too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, be a little unbiased, but I got you. Mm-hmm. Y'all, excuse me 1 second, please, live on the Blizzard. Doing my hustle thing. This is what I do. I had a lot of Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I had that bitch, the fucking head blew on. You know anybody selling one? Or a truck? I need that or a truck for real. I got 600, you know what I mean? I like a little, just small SUV or something. I got 600. I got 600 to spend on. That's what I've saved up so far, put it that way, to put into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get rolling by Christmas. Yes, I mean, really. Okay. Is it a truck? That's all I'm saying. I'm talking about a truck. I don't give a damn. SUV, PUV, TU. So, I mean, what you doing with it? I mean. Oh, you? Oh, okay. Oh, you're building the cabin?
No, I was installing the cabin a couple years ago. But I ain't doing them.
Oh. What's that? It's a stick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Drive a stick?
Yeah, I drive everything. I'm
when I say that stick,
That's six of them for you. Just two, three, and three. You got two slow, two R&B, and then you got a little rap funk, you know what I'm saying? You got a little bit of everything.
Did you say R&B?
Yeah, you don't do no R&B. No. Do no R&B. Good thing. Because you've been rolling like, what the?
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
Thank you,
sir. All right. Thank you, because I showed up with the agency in your eye and you, and what the fuck going on?
You got you a ride?
A who?
A truck?
Nah, I'm looking into getting one. I need to get one, dude. Yeah, I say that's what I got saved up right now. I mean, I'm by Christmas, I'm just whatever I got. Yeah, whatever I got, you feel me? That's why I'm putting it all into a truck, though. It's motor. And then and the transmission. If they only either one of them two.
It's a brand new transmission.
Damn. Yeah. You just threw it in there and then.
Yeah, I was on the cab and I need to get some money. But the motor. It's that military motor. It's a straight
fit. Oh, yeah. I'm ex-military. I know. That bitch going to run for fucking hell. That bitch going to run for fucking hell.
That's that?
That's you.
What a minute.
10 for 10. Thank you, my brother. Ah, shit. Yeah, man. That's really what's been fucking me up right now, though. And that's what's been fucked me. That's been fucking me up, though, because I ain't been able to get out here.
Man, I'm
you know what I'm saying?
What it is it's a blessing I'm trying to give somebody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, if it's for me to receive, you best believe. I'll be styling and wilding in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It's all business with me.
You told me about the military, all
yeah, it's all business with me.
But
have my cousin out here, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cousin right there, you know.
From my side.
Yeah.
Call about 8, man. I'll explain that, man.
Okay. 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 Hey, that's a blessing to me. That's a blessing to me. Because with that topper already, that would have called me about 4 for the top anyway. You feel me? Hey, do that. If I got the bar, you feel me? If I got a bar, that's what's up. All right. Yeah, Christmas time, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on the road, people. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. If you got motherfucking friends out there, family, or whoever they say they give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Somebody going to donate something to get your ass on the road. As long as you can beat them halfway across the sky, hell, I motherfucking help you out. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. So, That's what you know I'm trying to do right now. Now, and what he's saying is he got a truck already with the topper on it. See, I was gonna get a truck, but then I still would have had needed to go and buy the little topper, the little camper thing on the back of.
Yeah, the camper. Mhm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So he got that already. Everything already, boom, intact. $800. That's the same price of paying $400 for the truck and $400 for the topper. It's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. It's like him selling me a truck for $400. So with a new transmission in it, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
It's running.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need to be getting up on that. So what we're going to do, people, we're going to get into one more song, and we're going to drop into a little nutty news, you know what I'm saying? We got to definitely do some nutty news out there, you know what I'm saying? Live from the hood, baby.
The
live from the hood.
Hey, Ryan, I'm looking for that next top model, so give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'm a stripper.
Fights like Trina, swagger like Nikki. Got the girl envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J Mel the huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be winner, so I do it to see who is for my.
And that's how I ride the beat, that's good for me. I might have to change with my hot top feet. I'm a man bounce, whatever happens, it's all better move. But the food's gonna be, can't move. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let me move to something like me. Let me see you move at the end, now ride.
Get
the door, pull your back, now ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like me. Let me see you move at the end, now ride. Get the door, pull your back, now ride. Now ride, party people, let's ride. Let me move to the beat like ooh. Let me see you move at the ooh now ride. Get the door on your back out ride. Now ride for the people let ride. Let me move to the beat like ooh. Let me see you move at the ooh now ride. Get the door on your back out ride.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and just get something good for you, my dear life.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
So we can go ahead and give y'all the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day. And brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, now y'all might hear a little interference. You hear it?
Yeah, that's loud. What is that?
I'm plugging into the damn phone charging my phone up. So you can actually hear.
Everything's amplified too. The street sound.
Huh?
Sounds static. There you go. Now it's better.
Hey, brother?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a
little.
Not much. Does it take long to charge the phone?
Okay, that's just the damn the mute button. I'm sitting there holding that little button. I'm thinking it's to cut the phone off. It's just a mute button. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to work through it, people. So that's what we do right here, goddamn. We keep it real, keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Over here in Houston, Texas, but you can hear that, right? Well, yeah. Evelyn.
Yeah, it's going crazy. You're cutting in and out.
Oh, the phone is? Oh.
You're cutting in and out. And, yeah. It doesn't sound staticky on the radio, but you're cutting in and out.
So. All right, well, I guess we might not be doing the news then, goddammit. You all right? Yeah. You want to do the better news? Right.
It's better now. We just have static here, but not on air.
Not on air? Hell, if you hear static, everybody else hears static.
I'm listening to the radio right now. Live. Well, the delay time.
Oh,
there's no static on the air, but it is on our phone.
Oh, that'd be weird, because I'd be hearing that my damn self, and I'm like, I wonder if everybody else hears that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So if you can ignore it, I can ignore it.
But back in the days, when I had the vacuum shit to sound like the vacuum on, everybody heard that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? All right, well, fuck it. We still going to get through it then, goddammit. Over here in Houston, Texas. Owner kills three robbers in jewelry store shootout. I'm talking about Ramon Castillo had a surprise for the gunman and two cohorts who had announced they were robbing the business. Castillo pulled a pistol from his waistband and shot the gunman dead. Then he grabbed a shotgun from his office and engaged in a shootout with the other two armed robbers. When it was over, all three robbers were dead. And Castillo, though shot at least three times, was still standing, having successfully defended what was rightfully his.
Damn.
That's a soldier right there. That's a goddamn soldier right there, people. I gotta give him a fucking award. Fuck the rest of them, you know what I'm
saying? Crazy, don't pay.
Damn. Hey. That's a fucking hero right there, people. That's a motherfucking hero. You know what I'm saying?
Crying
good job,
head.
Brother. Good job. That damn right crying on paper. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all got y'all motherfucking lives sitting, trying to fuck around and take something that don't belong to you. Should be a lesson for all you motherfuckers out there trying to take something that don't belong to you. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's that poo na na. You know what I'm saying? What's the poopa? Poopa. Or anything else.
For no
you know
moment
what I'm saying?
Of silence.
For what? Hell no, man. Hell no.
Stupid motherfucker.
Get having a warning, anything, but other than that, you know what I'm saying? I got to urban. Get through this, too, but I want you to read to me the 20 reasons why talking is better than sex. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into it.
How about you got to be a stupid, you know?
Yeah, well, what's that? We gave one award already, lady. Okay? The guy did a good job.
Three of them.
Fucking two thumbs up to him. He blasted their ass. That's what the rest of any of you motherfuckers should have gotten if y'all came up acting stupid. In Canada, free booze
really?
For the homeless.
Yeah, they get free alcohol, right?
Yeah, man. University of Victoria study recommends hiking alcohol prices in the province while giving homeless people control access to free food.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
That way, the study authors argue, young people will be less likely binge drinking, and homeless people will less likely to turn cheaper, non-beverage alternatives like hairspray and hand sanitizer, which I ain't never heard of no shit like that. Anyway.
My gosh.
How
I heard of cough syrup,
up?
But I ain't heard of that.
Yeah, cough syrup. Yeah, I ain't never heard of no hand sanitizer. It's got alcohol in it, but that's rubbing alcohol. Why the fuck you don't drink
rubbing
alcohol?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna drink it with the gel form, so go down.
Ow. This way, come on. What?
And El Paso, Texas, a Mexican drone crashes in U.S. backyard. Don't worry, people. We got our own up there, too. Don't think that the Mexicans just jumped on me. A Mexican drone crashed into El Paso's Tower Valley, sparking a federal investigation and raising questions about why the aircraft was in U.S. airspace. Though the U.S. is known to use drones to patrol the border, this is thought to be the first time a Mexican drone has been reported operating at the border. The aircraft is a mini-orbital unmanned aerial vehicle developed by the Aeronautics Defense System. Yeah, imagine that. So how the fuck the damn Mexicans get? And what the fuck they playing around with the shit for? Ain't no war going on, so they playing with the shit. You know what I'm saying? They playing with the goddamn technology to see what it'll do. You know what I'm saying? Now they just so happen to flew that bitch too far out of its range, and that bitch done crashed. That's what happened. They flew it too far out of its range. It's all good. Over in Illinois, get him on one. If y'all was stupid for motherfucking flying in the water.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And we're back. Still cringly on this, man. Over in Illinois, wedding is off, and guilty bride sues for $95,942. This is just unfair. I don't believe in like marriage. You know that makes no sense. You spend that kind of money just for you motherfuckers to say we're officially married. I mean, we're officially together. And they ain't even been together for like 2 years and shit. But that ain't, you don't know nobody in 2 years. Trust me, I've been there, done that. You don't know nobody in 2 years. Maybe not even 5 years. You know, 10 years, if you don't know a person.
Takes a lifetime, baby.
Yeah,
lifetime.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a fucking wedding ring ain't going to be no justice to be proven. You know what I'm saying? But Fury has overtaken a gilded bride who was suing her former fiancé for the wedding cost. Dominique Batista. Got too much butt in her name. You know what I'm saying? Damn, 4 days before the wedding was to take place, is seeking damages of $95,942 from Vito Salerno to cover wedding expenses and the cost of the lawsuit. According to the case file, Cook County Circuit Court, an attorney claims breach of promise to marry and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And people, they probably gonna get it because they done did it so many times. You know what I mean? You know, they done made the fucking move of the one runaway bride. So you can think that bitch death probably, you know, inciting the madness of bitches wanting to run away from the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I might be able to get to the news. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna run away. But hey,
you can hear the static now. It sounds like it's raining over there.
Like it's raining?
On the air, yeah.
I make it rain, shout it. Yeah,
oh,
I told
stop
you. That's because I'm charging
it.
No, yeah, because I'm trying to charge the phone up. Fuck it. We're going to go off of that little charge for the next week. Fuck it. This
yeah,
bitch cut off.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Fuck it. Over in England, a woman, 103 years old, may be the oldest on Facebook. Damn, what the fuck is she doing on Facebook?
103 on Facebook.
A 103-year-old British woman, who may be the world's oldest Facebook user, says she regularly browses the website on her iPad. iPad? God damn. Lillian Tenby England says she used the Facebook app or the iPad to keep in touch with her 34 friends, including 7 grandchildren and 13 grandchildren.
That's awesome.
Damn. Lowe says she never even used a mobile phone before her grandson, Steve, 47, introduced her to the iPad. Damn. Yeah, that's where I feel you should start at anyway. Because that's where all, you know, shit, a cell phone, an iPad is a cell phone. You make calls, you can see your relatives, you can do all that good shit off of the fucking iPad.
Yeah, that's good.
Damn. Shouts out to Granny, boy. That's some good shit. Over in California, a man is convicted and meat thermometer stabbing. God damn.
Oh, wow. What is he, a butcher?
Yeah. He had a fetish for stabbing motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness.
A man on trial for stabbing a fellow moviegoer has ended with a conviction. Landry Bullard was watching the film Shutter Island at a Cinemark theater when a woman he was with was repeatedly shushed by another patron. Bullard, the woman, and another man left the theater only to return to stab the shusher with a meat thermometer.
What the hell is he doing with a meat thermometer?
Bullard, who has 4 prior felony convictions in Los Angeles County, could receive a life sentence for the stab, and that explains it. You know, he thought he was shanking a motherfucker in the theater. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my 3rd strike, bitch.
Raise me some
money. Look at him, folks.
Yeah,
everything's wrong. All right, Apple, nigga, what you looking for? Oh, it's all good. I got everything. Apple, nigga, slow, regular speed, gospel. Yeah, I don't do movies. Yeah, everything new, old school, throwback. Gucci, new Nicki, Jesus. No matter. Nah, I'm on my ground. I'm on the radio, people.
Still
y'all got to shoot. I'm doing 2 things at the same time. Yeah. I got an online radio station. It's I'll give you the information. I'm on 12 to 2 every day.
Are you talking to people?
Yeah, I'm talking to people right now. I got my own girl from Washington online. Matter of fact. Yeah, I have to unplug and I might lose the connection and shit. He used to do it? What happened to it? Why you stop? I do all that. Man, we need it. I don't give a fuck. We need his information. We bring his ass back. I'll bring him back live. I got the station for him. I got a platform for him right now. We get it in. Shit. Hey, well, what'd you look for? Oh, okay. It's all good. It's all good. I got everything. Y'all, that $2 piece, $2 holler. That's how I do everything. The blunt, black mouth, half temp cigarette, a dog, Gatorade. What do you want? Orange, strawberry,
or red, or whatever.
Oh, I got grape juice too for now. The Minute Maid grape juice. All right, get down. Over what? Ain't no blacks enough? Why, you need a black? I mean, you over that. Shit, that's the last one. That's the last one. Oh, you might take the whole thing. Take the whole thing, brother. That's you. Merry Christmas. Don't ask me for nothing for Christmas. You got to get people out the way real quick. You know that? Out the way in one cheap walk, you know? That's what you like, goddamn. I'm on radio. I got to finish doing my news, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to finish doing my news real quick. Shout out to my cousin, Rashid. You know what I'm saying? Customers coming through. We got it live on Trade 4, people. You know what I'm saying? 34th Chester Street. In the hood, Tampa, Florida, 813 style. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Get the porn back started. I'm going to give you the last 5 minutes to do your thing now. You know what I'm saying? Don't think you ain't going to get to do your thing. Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Over here, folk me, prison dismissal for asking to see Obama's birth certificate. This is what I'm saying, though. And they keep talking about this dude on the damn radio down here. You know what I'm saying? People, if you motherfucking vow to serve this country, you is not serving the president. You are serving the people of this country. So you don't have no right to even question about no fucking presidency. He is not the general, the sergeant major, or captain, or anything over you that is calling any orders upon you. So you just need to shut the fuck up and soldier the fuck on. So this dude, he ain't get no love from me. But anyways, an army doctor who disobeyed orders to deploy to Afghanistan because he questioned President Barack Obama's eligibility to be commander-in-chief was sentenced by a jury to 6 months in a military prison and will be dismissed from the army. You goddamn right.
Oh, wow.
Colonel Lakin, you fucking right. Colonel Lakin questioned whether Obama is a natural-born citizen, and as the Constitution requires for president and to be commander-in-chief, you must be a natural United States-born citizen. But listen here, people. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. Ain't nobody naturally born in no motherfucking United States. The forefathers and founders of this motherfucking country came from England, and they came from Britain. So all that fucking made-up United States bullshit, that's bullshit. If a motherfucker want to come here and be president of this place and they feel they can lead this country in a positive direction, I'm all for that. I don't give a fuck what color, what nationality you are. If people believe in you enough that they feel that you can steer our directions and our ideas and our goals in the right direction, then that's the person that I want to motherfucking vote for. I don't give a fuck about your party affiliation, all that old dumb shit. That's bullshit. It don't matter if they from fucking Haiti or Jamaica or anywhere else. If you understand their ass and you feel that's the motherfucker I want to vote for, you should be able to vote for them. You know, and that's my feeling on it. So
this is America,
still,
right, people?
This is America. So
land of
land
the free.
Free. No. If that's the case, then we all free
preacher,
and vote for who the fuck we can fucking vote for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, over here in Switzerland, a company has issued a strict dress code for employees. Just like they told the motherfuckers, don't be storing coke on the job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Over there in Italy, you know, it's all good.
Swiss
get your memo.
Giant, yeah, I ain't even heard of these people. Swiss banking giant UBS has issued a strict dress code for employees, calling on them to wear skin-colored lingerie and to ditch fancy and colored artificial fingernails, which that wouldn't even fly down here because that's all motherfuckers do down here. Head to toe, they fake. You know what I mean? What's up, Ann Bank?
Yeah.
Finish reading this real quick. In a document of over 40 pages, UBS underlined details from head to toe, including permissible hairstyles, what cut of skirt and which type of sock to wear, and women should not wear flashy jewelry or skirts that are too tight behind. So that means all black women can't even motherfucking dress up no more. You know what I'm saying? All black women can't even dress up. Y'all, man, y'all fine. That's over in Switzerland.
No cleavage. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't think too many black, big booty black chicks over there, but we going to see one day. You know what I'm saying? We going to see. Appreciate you. We going to see one day. You know what I'm saying? I need to find me a Swiss chick with ponytails. You know what I'm saying? See how big her ass is, you know. And then we'll see if that story stays true. But until then, no. 4 more minutes until we get into Heaven Angels. 20 motherfucking reasons
where
why. Charles, we got four minutes. Get prepared. Get prepared. In Kansas, goddamn, North is not here, but her mama might be. Woman 71 beat a tackle with a frying pan.
You know?
Goddamn.
I heard that before.
A Kansas man accused of trying to rape a 71-year-old woman.
That's right. Get that skillet out.
Are you crazy, man? Was hospitalized several days due to injuries the elderly woman inflicted with a frying pan. Investigators said Kevin Scott Funderburk, 25 years old, was drunk when he approached the woman's Hutchinson home and talked her into letting him inside by saying he was homeless and had nowhere else to seek shelter. You got your drunk, dumbass whoop. By 71-year-old.
Call the police and he'll have a place to stay.
Man, excuse me. That's too crazy. Over here in Minnesota, dog saves owner after slip on ice. And a Adena woman said her chocolate lab came to her aid after she slipped and fell on the ice. Kate Boyer, Bucks' owner, certainly believes in pets, having a sense something is wrong with their loved one. She walked up her driveway and slipped on the ice, fell and hit the back of her head. He was lying on me, on my chest, and licking my face. At the time, the temperature was 11 degrees. Damn. Well, kudos to the goddamn food shot there. But I don't think, you know what I'm saying, he was trying to wake your ass up. I don't think he was intentionally trying to, you know, save your life and shit by keeping you warm. You know what I'm saying? But you never know. Dogs are man's best friend. So
yeah.
Because of that.
Until they bite you in the ass.
Let me spend quiet time with you. Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees.